למען כל אלוהינו אשר אלוהי לנו ראה מידעתנו דלים לרחין. Nice, let's do it again. למען כל אלוהינו אשר אלוהי לנו ראה מידעתנו דלים ורחין.
Yeah. be brave, huh?
V'hareinu
V'hareinu V'choice
V'samcheinu V'samcheinu V'sigunu V'hashev hayanim L'avodoso U'l'zim 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 V'hashev Yisrael Hareinu, Hareinu, Vibinyanu, Vesamcheinu, Vesamcheinu, Vesikunai, Vyashiro Yanim Lavodoso, Vibir Shiram Lizimino, Vyashiro Yisrael Vibinyanu, Visham nale, nale v'nerole, v'nishdachave, oylevo lecho, visham nale, nale v'nerole.
Give me the words.
V'nishdachave lecho,
High part again. If we're able to wake up Mashkan, we're doing good things. Let's do it again.
Ve'hareinu, ve'hareinu, b'vinyanu.
Come up, Bill, be some
mitosh. Ve'samcheinu, ve'samcheinu, ve'sikunu. Ve'hashiv ha'yanim avodosu. Ulevim shiram ulezimram. Hashem Yisrael in Ve'yem.
I'll part again. Ve'hareinu
Ve'hareinu V'vinyanu V'samcheinu V'samcheinu V'sikunu Hashem Yisrael Avodosu Ulevim shiram ulezimram. Hashem Yisrael Visham nalel, nalel v'yirol, v'yishtachave, v'yirol nerecho, v'yirol nerecho, yadadadada, the words are hard.
Beautiful. One more?
Let's see.
No pressure. I have ready to go once, but
let's go.
No one's here from me. I'm here from you.
What do you got
now?
Let's go. Give us a call out special.
To do a Aniya Shaina? A little simcha? And the Shaina, Olivia. Let's start again.
Ani yishayna leviyeh kol dayi daifek. Ani yishayna leviyeh. bia rolof ki goldo de doifek hay hay ani sheina de I bis gele ya foi si ani yeshena levie kol deidayfek ani yeshena levie kol deidayfek ani yeshena levie kol deidayfek hay bisvili Did it out of
Real close to have everyone here. Thank you guys so much for coming. I know the hour is late and the Yankees are on ESPN and it's not Thursday Night Football, but everyone's getting ready for their Green Bay and Eagles game, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. People could be in a million places, so thank you everyone for taking the time to try to get to connect with each other, prepare ourselves for the holy days coming. Our learning should be in Tzchus Refuah Shleima for
Michal Aaron
Ben Chana. Good stories, tovus, and good things. Bez Hashem, Lili Nishmas, my great grandfather's yahrzeit, it was this week. Yosi Ben Chazka Levi. Also, Lili Nishmas, our good friend Baruch Tzvi Ben Ruvi Nelson. So, you know what we say? We'll tell people Shiva Shana Tova, right? Or in certain parts of the Shana Tova. There are different ways to tell what to say. You don't say good Shabbos, good Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah. It's not, it might be a little weird. I mean, good Yom Tov, I've heard, but Rosh Hashanah has its own. What's this? What are we doing here? I once saw a very beautiful pshat, which are nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight. But if Tzadik HaKoyin was a great, great rabbi, he lived in the Blun, in Poland. Maybe we should have a book or trip to Poland. See, Malcolm Tayer. That's what we should do. Pasha, okay, let's go, Shlomo. So he says, when you wish someone Shana Tova, a good year, Gemara says that Tov refers to the Torah. When you wish someone Shana Tova, you're not just telling you should have a good year. Shana Tova means you should have a year of Torah, a year of fire on Torah, of connecting to Hashem. That's what we try to do here. You do have a little singing, a little Torah, a little water. Anyone's welcome to have. Be able to gather together, try to learn a little bit, to be able to connect. So Sfas Semes is a great, great rabbi. He lived in the 19th century. And he has a very, very, very beautiful teaching on Rosh Hashanah that I wanted to share with everyone. I'll say it outside, and then we'll say it inside. A lot of us get, throughout the year, we have a lot of schmutz. Tayodim maza schmutz. A lot of dirt we get covered upon ourselves. A lot of dirt. Comes Rosh Hashanah, every single person knows, comes the shofar. Comes Ne'ilah, that last shofar blast. All you want to do, you go to any Jew, you know that they feel something. You know that. It could be the guy was doing whatever the day before Yom Kippur and maybe the day after, but when comes that shofar by Ne'ilah, comes that shofar by Rosh Hashanah, he feels something good. Just like what he's feeling. You think the baby upstairs right now, he's crying because we're singing him? He's crying because he wants to hear the Torah. That's why I always say, why is it when a baby comes out of the mother's womb? They're crying because they missed the Torah. The Gemara says when the Malach is inside the mother's womb, or the Gemara Nida, and Lamed, the Gemara says that there's a Malach teaching the baby Torah. the baby comes out, it's crying. It's probably crying for other reasons too, but the pneumis, the spirit, the real reason is because he wants to go back to the Torah. So, we're saying Torah. Every one of us wants to do good. Gemara and Baruch says in Yud Zayin, Hashem, every person wants to do the right thing. But what gets in the way? If we have Yitzhar, we have an evil inclination. You know, like you see on TV, like, guy over here, guy over there. That's what it is. You have Yitzhar Tov, Yitzhar Hara. Come to Rosh Hashanah. Come to Yom Kippur, that's our time to be able to say Hashem. That's not the true us. The true us, the real us, is in Hashem. It's the Yitzhar Tov. And that's what he says over here. If you look inside, he says, well, you know, we said we're going to say in Shimon Esrei, right, the first bracha, Chasveinu L'chaim, Hashem, you should write for us in the book of life. Chasveinu L'chaim. So he says that each Jew has an Hashemah within them that's on fire for God. Why is it people go to Eretz Yisrael and they flip out? No, they don't flip out. They just got rid of the schmutz. They get rid of the schmutz of Boca, they rid of the schmutz of LA, they rid of the schmutz of America. They're about to fully hone in on the Hashemah. Now it's a little harder because these things work in Eretz Yisrael too. But the Hashemah is yearning for Hashem. It's yearning for godliness. First on the first arrow. So what are we saying? Well, we say Kasvinu L'chaim, we're asking for life. We're not just asking for physical life, we're asking for spiritual life. Ki b'chol ish Yisrael yesh nekuda kedusha b'libo. Every Jew has a holy spark within them. V'hu nishmas chayim. And it's called life itself. Shenemar, v'chaye olam natab tzuchena. Right? We say this in Uval Tzion. That Hashem, you should implant it on us. Implant us with this neshama. This Torah, right? We're saying in that paragraph, it's Torah. Each one of us have this nekuda hapnimis. We have good within us. We have godliness. We have good within us. Ach b'chol shana shemesaglin avonos kol shachom agover u'mechasa nekuda. What happens? What happens usually? Sometimes it doesn't even take after Yom Kippur. Sometimes, given that be'asar semitshuva, we lose that high. We lose that feeling. And we get bombarded by the Yitzhara, the physicality of the world. It's very easy to be a good Jew on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when you're in shul. The big test is to be able to take Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with us. And sometimes he says it'd be very hard to view yourself as good when you know that down deep you might be still going back to the same things.
When you're saying good year, it's always intended, you good neshama should.
He's telling you to focus on the positive. Focus.
The bracha you're giving somebody, you're saying,
yeah.
Shana Tova, is that for the year
you're good neshama. By the way, the Tefer Shlomo Radomska, I have it over there. He says when you wish someone Shana Tova, it's not just wishing him, it's a tefillah to Hashem that you should have a spiritual year. Your neshama should have a good year. Exactly. That's what the Tefer Shlomo says. You wish Shemano and Ksiv. Oh, there we go. Going for the water. Make shot. At the end of the day, you wish him Ksiv. Oh, no. Oh, there it is. Baruch Hashem. You're wishing him a good year. But what happens? Kol HaChaymer. We all get him bombarded. So says the Sasamas. He says a beautiful insight. He says we have to beg Hashem. Tzorech HaAdam. You see where we are? The last line, five lines down. Tzorech HaAdam. Levakish Rachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to beg Hashem. L'chadish zos harishina b'liba b'Rosh Hashanah. V'al zeh mevakshin kasvinu l'chaim. This is what it means, we're asking for life. He says, Rosh Hashanah, we're begging Hashem for life. What does it mean we're begging Hashem for life? Amen. We're begging Hashem for life that we should feel our neshama after Rosh Hashanah. But we should feel God, we should feel Hashem in our lives. Not only on Rosh Hashanah, but it should be with us throughout the year. Throughout the year, Rabbi Mansour just spoke. I mean, I think he's still speaking. I'm not sure. Maybe he just finished. So he says the Rama has a very, very interesting halacha. The Rama says Hilchos Gershin, halachos of divorce. So he says that we know that when a man doesn't give his wife a get, they get out a couple of bullies, a couple of the Shaquille O'Neals in the neighborhood, and they in the supermarket.
Poland used to do that.
Oh no, they did it like 2 years ago. Months the guy went to jail.
No, in the Bez did.
Yeah, that's exactly the Bez did. Yeah.
So
because no, it was a real halacha.
Yeah.
It was a real halacha. Because you have to give it. You have to give it. The person has to give it willingly. Sometimes the Chaman, I'll tell you, have people who are ridiculous people and they hold it over their wives. Not for now. So what happens? They beat him up until. So you want to give it? No. Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. You still want to give it? No. Finally, after a big while, after getting a little Jack Barrett, 24. Then you break the guy, you're good to go. You get the guy. Until he says the Rotsani. Says the Rambam, on the Mefarshim. Rav Moshe Wolfson says this. Rotsa ani. The only reason why he's giving the get is because he doesn't want to die. He's taking as much physical pain that he can take. Exactly. So that's what Rav Moshe Wolfson says. He says, and all the Mefarshim say this. He says, no, really, he is saying he wants it. It might be from his lips he's just saying it because, or in his brain is because his physical torture. But down deep, every single Jew wants to do the right thing. Yeah. Every Jew is good because we have Hashem within us. We sometimes get mixed up. He says so much so, if you look at the gematria of Rotze Ani, the Rambam ends up with these words, Rotze Ani, that I want to give. He says Rotze Ani is gematria Yom Kippur. Rotze Ani is gematria Yom Kippur. That I want. Yom Kippur is the ultimate day to say, Hashem, I'm an Hashemah. I'm a guf. I'm not a guf. He says the whole piece over here, we ask Hashem the whole point of Rosh Hashanah is to be Mamach Hashem, but not only to be Mamach Hashem, to be crowned Hashem, but to crown Hashem within me. To crown the godliness, to crown the neshama within me. That okay, I might mess up, but my mistakes don't define me. My mistakes don't define who I am. I might have cheated on a test, but that doesn't make me a cheater. I made a said Lashon Hara, but that doesn't make me a Baal Lashon Hara. I made mistakes, I messed up. I'm a Jew, a prince, a princess. I'm not defined by what I do, what I didn't, what the actions that I've taken. Because that's the whole Indian of Kasveinu L'chaim. We ask Hashem, help me feel life, help me feel spirituality, help me feel ruchnius in Cheshvan when things are hard and the Jets are out of the playoffs already and I have nothing to do on Sunday besides watch Red Zone and watch other teams suffer or be happy. Hashem, help me realize that my happiness is not going to come from. It's nice to win the Jets win, but let's be honest. It's not permanent. It's not permanent.
All right. The next game.
Right, the law of the next game.
Sunday's
child. Okay, that was good. At the end, I was at a bat mitzvah with this Chevra's father, some of you were there, and it was 4th and 5, and we were watching Daniel Jones and Rabbi Lanner. My wife said, she said, he took my hand. He was like, he got so excited. He needed to clap hands with someone. That's your father. That's exactly what happened. So, but that joy is not permanent. It's very happy in that moment, maybe a day or two. But what's going to happen when Jones throws 4 picks next week against whoever they're playing? You know what I'm saying? We ask Hashem for spirituality. Chasvinu l'chaim, put us in the book of life. And like the Tefer Shlomo says, when you wish someone Shana Tova, you're not just saying it, it's a tefillah to Hashem. Shana Tova, you should have a year of Torah, says Rav Tzadok. You should have a year of feeling Hashem. And even when you get down on yourself, you might have made mistakes, to realize that's just a covering. Just the shells, like Rabbi Soloveitchik, that Rabbi Mansour said. It's just the shelves. Really? Rotsa ani, down deep, I want to do the right thing. Just want to end with a story. Rav Judah Michel, Shlita, is one of my Rebbeim, came to Boca Esther 2 years ago. He's a very, very special person. So he said, Motze Shabbos and Tinek, there were 1,000 people at this Slichos. So incredible. So he said the story about the Rizhner Rebbe. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rizhner. He said, a guy came to the Rizhner Rebbe and he said, he said, Rebbe, I want to do tshuva. So he said, okay, just do it. Nike, just do tshuva. He says, no, but I'm a Baal Veira. I'm a sinner. I can't stop sinning. Whatever it is. So the Rishon goes to him and says, you can't do tshuva? It's okay, just let me ask you a question. Who makes you, like what happens when you want to do a sin? So he says, I have a desire. I see something. I want it, and I act upon it. I act upon that desire. So he says, okay, so just like you have the desire right now to do teshuvah, and you do it for an avera, you have a desire to do an avera, and you do it, just realize you have the desire to do teshuvah, now just make it happen. Stop focusing on what you can't. Realize that you have an neshama within you, says the Rishner. Realize that you have Hashem within you. That's the whole point of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is to understand that melocha kolam kula b'chvorecha. We're going to say that in Shimon Esrei. Sasem says another piece. What does it mean that we're Mamach Hashem? Imagine, we don't just crown Hashem in the world. We're crowning Hashem in my world. That every person around this table, you're your own world. Olam Katan, right? Every person is their own world. Mamach Hashem in my world. So it's Matfila to Hashem. We stop looking at ourselves negatively. And we might sin, we might have messed up. But at the end of the day, we are Ben Melech. We have access to the king. The king's our father. It's Avinu Malkeinu. It's not just Malkeinu Avinu. Avinu Malkeinu, what father will never take us in? We have to focus and realize that just because we might have sinned does not mean that defines us who we are. We all have the Kedusha Belibo. The Chai Olam Natzalbuch. We have the Nekuda Panimis, the Pintaliyid. And Be'ez Hashem, if we focus on that goodness within us, the bad will fall away. And Be'ez Hashem, we have a Chesivich Sima Tova, a good Ben Shir, and a Shana Tova, Umasuka Be'ez Hashem. Diddy da, he died, he died, he died, he died, he died,
Sim, todo mundo que vem de